Hi, this is Steve Harris for the expert panel calling in to answer your question. I want to put the Tesla battery announcement in a different light for you. Consider it being May of 1908, and this guy called Henry Ford says in October he'll start production of a horseless carriage called the Model T. We're all using buggies and horses. What's this Model T thing? Will it change stuff? Nah. Not only this, but Ford says the price of the car will be only $825. That's a factual price. And that in less than 5 years from now, he'll be making so many Model Ts that the price will be $440. That is also a factual price. Elon Musk, the man who helped found PayPal, the man who took his billions and started SpaceX, as well as the Tesla electric car business, is much like Henry Ford. They both started with a lot of money, and they both made their own state-of-the-art manufacturing factories. Tesla is going to open a giga battery factory in Nevada just to make lithium-ion batteries for home, business, utility, and his Tesla cars. He's betting big, just like Henry Ford did, and I know he's going to win big. What will be the effect of putting a lithium-ion battery on the market in mass manufacture for $3,000 that has a coulombic efficiency of 99.996%? When a lead acid is less than 75, it's going to be tremendous. Back of the envelope calculation says the Tesla system would be about one-third the weight of lead acid batteries. The lead-acid battery was invented in 1859. This is mid-19th century technology we're using today in 2015. Not much has changed in it. Finally, we're dealing with a late 20th century, early 21st century battery technology. The effect of having a mass-manufactured lithium-ion battery is going to be a total game-changer. It will be like before the iPhone was introduced versus 7 years later when we have Androids and iPhones everywhere. That's how much of a game changer this is going to be. I'll talk a little bit more about it in a few minutes. Now, NASA has flown these batteries on the space shuttle and on satellites. Using some electrochemistry tricks, they get 40,000 cycles out of the battery. Lead acid, 250 to 1500 cycles. Doing one cycle a day gives that lithium battery a life of 109 years. Now, Tesla is not doing these electrochemistry tricks on their batteries, so they have a cycle life of, say, 3000 to 5000 cycles. That's a good 10-year life battery with daily use. But there's nothing to stop them with a few lines of code in their battery charger that they can do the same electrochemistry tricks to NASA for spaceflight. You may be able to buy from them literally a battery that will last 20, 40, 50, or more years. Now, what do I mean when I say coulombic efficiency earlier? That means if I have a 100 watt hours put into the battery and its coulombic efficiency is 99.996%, I'll get 99.996 watt hours back out of the battery. Lead acid batteries are well below 75%. So your 100 watt solar panel charging a lead acid battery is like only having a 75 watt solar panel. On a Tesla battery, it'd be like having a 92 watt panel. Lithium ion batteries are like nothing you are ever used to. They do not behave like lead acid batteries at all, nor nickel metal hydride or any other thing. This is a whole hour long discussion that I'm not going to go into. Saying lithium-ion battery is like saying car. There's so many different flavors of it, it's mind-boggling. They require the lithium-ion batteries very strict charging control. If you overcharge a lithium-ion battery, it can burst into flame and even explode. Will this happen on a Tesla battery? No, it won't. They got very good computer-controlled chargers in there. Can it happen with a cheap 181650 lithium-ion battery from Amazon and a cheap Chinese charger? Yes, it can. I have a whole section on lithium-ion batteries that you can use safely and use today in the middle of prep1234.com. The Tesla battery comes in two models, a 7 kilowatt hour battery for $3,000 and a 10 kilowatt battery for $3,500. That does not include the cost of the inverter, nor does it include the cost of installation, nor the cost of shipping a 200 plus pound battery by freight to your house with a lift gate. The 7 kilowatt hour is intended to be charged and discharged every day. You charge it at night with lower electric rates, if your state has this, not all do, and then you use the energy from the battery during the peak demand hours when electricity costs the most. This is called peak shaving. Don't forget that word. There is even talk of charging the battery up at night and then selling the electricity back to the utility during the day if you are not using it. Now, before you get all excited about buying electricity at night and selling it during the day, going, yippee, I'm going to make a fortune. It's a 7 kilowatt battery. It's not a lightsaber. So if you buy electricity for 5 cents per kilowatt hour at night and sell it for 15 cents during the daytime, that's a profit of 10 cents per kilowatt hour, and you have a 7 kilowatt hour battery. So you just made 70 cents overnight on a system that cost at least $3,000, not including the installation and inverter. That's $21 a month. 3,000 divided by 21, that's a 12-year return on investment. Now, with California, where they have 28 cents per kilowatt hour prices during peak demand, your return on investment might be 5 years if you're doing peak shaving. The 10 kilowatt battery is more of a weekly use battery, more of a home backup battery. If the power fails, the 10 kilowatt will keep most of your house running. Both of the batteries can only output 2 kilowatts, so it won't run your central AC system. Sorry, but it will keep your refrigerator and freezer and TV powered. So it's really easy for a house to draw 1 kilowatt with all the stuff in it going. So that means your $3,500 10 kilowatt hour battery will last you for only about 10 hours in a blackout. So, it's not really a prepper battery. You're still better off with a Stephen Harris battery bank if you want prepper reasons for doing so and weeks of power. How is this a game changer? Tesla is making an electrical fishnet. It captures everything. They're making something that is standard and state of the art. Now you have one device to do peak shaving, one device to do home battery backup, one place to input your solar or your wind power into. They're making a box that goes between your electrical panel and the power company. Will these current versions be huge game changers? No, the current versions won't. What will be the huge game changer is when version 2 or version 3 of this battery comes out in 5 years at half the price of the current battery. Now, that will be a game changer. We can talk about return on investment now in 1 to 5 years with peak shaving alone. Remember, the Model T went from $825 to $440 in 5 years. That's when it became a game changer and forced out the horse and the buggy. The average person could afford it. The same will be true with the battery. I could talk for hours on this subject, but I only have minutes here. But what I can tell you is that in the next 5 years, the world use of lithium is going to be much higher. A lot of lithium is going to be purchased and used. Now, I am not a financial advisor. I cannot give you financial advice. But I am going to tell you the stock symbols of some of the largest lithium producers on the planet. You can talk with your financial advisor about these. SQM, Sierra Quebec Mary, is the largest producer of lithium in the world. FMC, Fox Mary Charlie, is the world's second largest producer. ROC, Roger Oscar Charlie, is the third largest producer. There is also a lithium ETF. Its symbol is LIT, as in Lima Indigo Tango. all of these companies sell a lot more than just lithium. It's only part of your business. So do your research carefully and talk with professionals on how you might go long on lithium. And to sum up what I said earlier, this battery being announced and coming out is like the world before smartphones. And in 5, 6, 7 years, it will be like 2015 with smartphones everywhere and a part of our daily life, and 1 billion people on the planet have them. It's going to be huge. The world has changed. You just don't realize it yet. This is Steve Harris for the expert panel. You can get everything I've done with Jack at steven1234.com. Thanks for the good question. I'm happy to bring this information to you. Bye.